Good afternoon, good evening, good metal. My name's Coop and welcome to the Spoken Metal Show. This episode is a preview show of a show coming up that I think you should probably check out. I'm going to try and do some more of these where I can about shows I think you'd be interested in. Maybe some artists you haven't heard before or even venues you haven't been to before as well. If you are a venue or a promoter or a band or whatever it may be and want to suggest a show worth doing preview for, please, you know, contact me via social media and various channels and I'll see if I can do a preview show. I'd like to do a few more of these where I can because there's some great shows going on at the moment within Merseyside and some shows that maybe have gone under the radar you might not be aware of some fantastic artists and some fantastic bands out there as well. And this show that I'm talking about is no different. If you are a promoter out there listening to this, you know, take this section here and play ad infinitum until you realise just how important to the scene you are. Promoters, it's probably one of the hardest jobs. It's probably one of the most toughest and least recognised roles in the entire sphere of music, where, you know, a lot of people don't know what these people look like. You're not the band, you know. A lot of people don't know these names. It's normally a company name that you kind of revolve under. And it's really tough at the moment if you're a promoter. Sadly, you know, we've had some promoters step away from the scene. You know, my friend Ollie is currently not going to be a promoter for the near future. And it's a really tough and a really sad thing that has happened because of numerous factors. You know, most people who are promoters are doing this completely off their own back. You know, we've all got day jobs and they tend to do this after the day job and it becomes really, really tough. Even the most successful ones only earn a small amount of money doing these things. And so it becomes a real labor of love. It becomes something that they absolutely must love because there's no financial or, you know, fame or recognition in that respect from it. And there are some superstars out there and people we cannot lose from the scene. You know, Ollie was, it's a shame that I hope Ollie comes back and I'm sure he will and come back. But there's a lot of promoters, you know, promoters I work with on the metal on Merseyside project, like Joe Mortimer and Andy Hughes from Death Wave and UK Slam Fest respectively. And these are people who have day jobs and lives, and they work really, really hard and tirelessly to give us music and give artists a platform with which to do the things that they do. And it's tough. It's really, really tough because it's normally at this stage, I would say, you know, if you support music and you're a fan of metal, then you need to come to these shows. But I'm also aware that the concept of fan shaming, where, you know, you say, oh, you don't support the scene because you don't, you know, you don't go to the shows. But the shows do have to be good to support that. Some friends have also suggested that, you know, the promoters and the venues and the artists have the thing to, they must put on a good show. You must put a show on worthy of buying tickets to. And I agree with that too. The real thing is that there's no one enemy, if you will. There's no one real sort of scapegoat to this whole thing of how we support the scene. Everybody has to do their part. You know, a promoter has to put on a good show, has to book the best that they can make it be, make it as affordable as they can and the most value for money. You know, venues have to support promoters and support artists, making the entire experience worthwhile. Artists have to support the promoters. They have to promote as well. The press promoters should do their bit as well, but they should promote as well. And fans should come to shows and talk about shows that they've been to or are looking forward to, pre-buying tickets and, you know, rating the promoter, the venues and leaving comments and sharing it, all free and things that you can do for free, buying tickets in advance as well. And it becomes that there's no one person to blame for this. That's what makes the situation so complicated, I guess, is that there's no one person to blame, but we all must work together for our scene. And I say work like it's something that you shouldn't enjoy doing. It's great. It's wonderful to talk about bands. I do it all the time, as you're all aware. It's wonderful to talk about a band. Is there nothing more exciting, ladies and gentlemen, than to discovering a band and telling other people about it and for them to be blown away? I find that the most sort of exciting part of this whole industry, this whole business, and watching that band as well go from strength to strength and make, you know, headline and stuff and go off and do great shows is incredibly rewarding to see. People coming out of your scene and being successful, because it means that there's an avenue and it means that that can happen. We live in a very difficult time, you know, financially speaking, even in this country. And I've never made it's never been a political in any way podcast, this, but every so often the real world strays into the world of music and entertainment and art. And it's a very, you know, we're in a difficult time. People are choosing between heating and eating, that's extraordinary. And the arts sometimes are the first ones to suffer because people don't go to shows and maybe, you know, don't go to see as many gigs as they'd like to do. And what's really interesting is that that's the first place we go when we want to find, you know, inspiration, salvation, you know, any kind of impetus to continue with what we're doing. Sometimes comes from the entertainment, almost always comes from the arts. You know, I talk about it before, that the song you listen to before you go into the 9-to-5 job can get you through that fucking job. You know, when you come home and you feel like shit, you know, an album can turn you around from that. It can change your life. It genuinely can. You know, I talked about how, because of involvement in some of the things I do, I sometimes find it difficult to disassociate myself from the live performance, in so much as that it becomes that I'm always looking at the guitarists, a pedal board, et cetera, et cetera. But a good example at the Outpost of a recent show of the Death Wave ran. So I was watching Loon America, and at one point I was completely almost an out-of-body experience, where it was just a beautiful thing that I just closed my eyes and listened to the music, which sounds very trite and sounds very cliche, but it was beautiful. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I still reverberate through the days thereafter. So what am I saying here? Well, what I'm going to try and do is reframe sort of the previews to suggest why you may want to check it out and why you may want to, you know, put your hard-earned money into this. And so the show I want to talk about, this particular show, is on Saturday, the 19th of November. It's at The Outpost. And let's talk about that. You know, The Outpost is one of my favourite venues in Merseyside, The End. Why? Because of all the things that it is. At one point it was something else, it changed into this, it's been repurposed totally as a venue, it does vegan food, it does craft beers, it does all the things that the independent side of it, non-musical, do. The people there, you know, believe in that venue and book the acts accordingly. There's an absolute shed load of bands, non-metal as well, playing that show, and the owners understand the audience, understand what's needed, and it is completely 100% independent. This is a tiny venue. I think the cap's 70 people. It's one of those places where people start their journey, start to sit as a band to practice and get to where they need to be. And where bands play special shows when they return, you know, bands playing so-and-so, it's a small venue. And that's The Outpost is very much one of those. It's themed around John Carpenter's The Thing, you know, Outpost 31. What's not to love about that? You know, what's not? But to find, we talked about this at the Metal on Merseyside screening we did of Trick or Treat. And just to play a little sidebar here, that was fantastically well attended and blew us away at how the feedback from that, about people want to see that again. So we're probably going to do multiple screenings of various films and talk to them as well. And I'll get into that. I'll do another show about that. But that was, you know, thank you to the people that attended that. But yeah, we talked about horror and its connection with metal. And The Outpost also ticks that box, you know. And then Ian, the guy that does the sound there, we've had him on the show before, is just a huge person, you know, just a huge heart. And a huge love for the industry and the business and the music itself, and totally understands working with all types of music, which is almost unheard of. Much love for Ian there and the stuff he does with Melodic Distraction, who were up for awards recently with some superb work there. It all coalesces in The Outpost as a great venue and very sort of not just about metal, about many different forms of music I've been playing. It started off more from a punk ethic and then it's branched out. And even this week I'm looking now, there's several gigs I would go to. They're just unbelievable. But yeah, on Saturday the 19th at The Outpost, 7:30, we get the show that I'm previewing now. It's by a promotion company called Revenge of the Riffs, run by the fabulous Matt. And I've had Matt on the show before. We've talked about, it's episode 62, I think, where we talked about the work he's doing. And Revenge of the Riffs is interesting because the key word there is probably riffs. He's booking acts that he thinks work together. You know, to think, well, irrespective of where the genres are necessarily, he's after a balance with the shows. And he's done some fabulous shows, you know, had Janice Stark on and things like that. And creating a balance and creating a real event and a real sort of complementary events. You know, we've talked about how there's some events where it's one type of music and it can come because it's kind of like almost the same, one bleeds into the other. And there needs to be ebb and a flow at a gig. So Revenge of the Riffs and what Matt's doing is very much that. And we're talking about what people ask, what you can do to support the scene. You can follow Revenge of the Riffs and rate them and kind of leave comments if you've been to the shows. That all that shit's free, by the way. You can do that. I would suggest checking out the shows they've done so you can see where it was going and then you can see where we're kind of looking and where we're heading. So let's absolutely put it on Front Street. Tickets are £6 if you buy in advance and £8 on the door. And £6 and £8 is real money now. You know, is the difference between heating your house for maybe 2 days or so, or you know your tea or your your dinner. That's a lot. So you know what I'm going to try and frame what you're getting for your money here, and be very sort of blunt and coarse to the point of, you know, to say that £6, and you should buy tickets in advance. I've explained this before. If you are going to a show, buy your tickets in advance. I've talked about this before, that it folds into everything. So by that I mean that if you buy your tickets there, A, they know you're going, you're committed to doing that. If you're going to a show anyway, why the fuck would you not? You're saving some money, everything's digital now, so you don't have to carry any cash, you can have all the stuff kind of prepared. And then that money doesn't just sit there and get collected at the end of when you go to the show and that type of thing. It doesn't work like that. It gets sort of pushed into other endeavours. So if this show gets a good sales, it means that then Matt can book other bands and further afield and more diverse and kind of coming in from different angles, and he can book them in. Even someone, you know, coming from Europe, you know, you can look after the transportation and all that. And in order to get sort of bands, you have to have projected figures. You have to have projected amount of money that's going to cost to do that. So you are very literally investing in the scene, and £6 a lot. So what I'm going to try and do is suggest why that £6 isn't a lot. And it let's be under no illusions here. You know, if you're inside Liverpool, that's £6 plus, you know, the travel it's going to cost, and then the food and you want your beer and all the rest of it, which the Outpost do an extremely great selection of beers and very, very great priced ones as well. And normally I wouldn't go into as much depth about selling a show, but this I feel is maybe needed. There's no one out there talking about these shows and why you should go to them. So let's get right into it. Let's talk the first band on the bill is Dead Rebel. Now, I've talked about Dead Rebel before in episode 67. The whole and everything we did as a listen-in. I think it was called, with a particular album, which I want to start doing again. That's probably something. Let me know if that's something you enjoy to do a week with, where you spend a week with a particular piece of music or a particular artist or a particular album or EP or whatever. And I was blown away by Dead Rebel. It's kind of, I don't know really where we, you know, death dance. I don't know really where we sit with while to describe them. For a three piece, they're making fucking a hell of a racket, and they're really starting out. The journey's kind of starting and beginning, but I think that's the superb. I think the one of those bands that you're gonna you see kind of still finding what they're doing, still finding kind of the edges of their map, and I think that to open, that's going to be really interesting. You will either be talking about Dead Rebel almost nonstop in the next 2 or 3 years, or you won't at all. That's it feels as though that, and that's a special thing. That's why you know it's going to be good, because they're going to be doing something interesting. I think they may carry the tag of being next, a tag of being something interesting. And that's why you should check it out, because it could be you might be able to be the person to say, remember when we saw Dead Rebel and there was 70 people there? You know, remember that? That has them written all over it, and the whole and everything is a fantastic piece of work. There's some great stuff on there. Really looking to see kind of now where they're going and now what that's leading to. So for me, I mean, we have a headliners, but the next band is Raised by Wolves, and I've talked on several episodes about them and how special Raised by Wolves are, and how what they're playing is absolutely superb. I've told Liv and Dan and the guys and on multiple occasions how special and interesting and great the stuff they're doing. You know, I think recently they were the number one artist on Primordial Radio, beating like Dev Townsend and Parkway Drive and a whole host of bands. They're almost a finished article. They're almost kind of a complete package now. Dan's playing and Dan's riffing, Revenge of the Riffs. Dan's riffing is just so on point and clean, and he knows exactly what he's doing. There is absolutely zero fat on the riffs. And I saw that, like, seen him before, but I saw it at Metal to the Masses. Metal to the Masses returning in 2023. I've been announced as the compere, which I'm very, very grateful for. Gives me a chance to see a lot of great metal, the new metal that's coming through in our region. The last competition was great. This one is going to be absolutely superb as we get the best of metal on Merseyside showing out, and, you know, chance to play Bloodstock, like, and Raised by Wolves. And Novacrow won last year, or this year, I should say. And they went on to do one of the best sets on the new Blood stage, and they are all over the Bloodstock, the Radio and Bloodstock kind of YouTube. And their album, Look At Me Now, is absolutely superb. I've talked about that. I've talked about Novacrow ad infinitum. They are completely finished now. All they require now is many, many, many shows so people can see how great they are. And Raised by Wolves are very much in that kind of mold of where they are, but in a totally different, like, musical sense. They're almost like new grunge. But I hate that term, and I want to put it to the side. I hate, like, describing it in terms anyway. But it's just good. It reminds me of, like, old Skunk and Ozzy and stuff like that. It reminds me of that, and there's definitely an element of that. And then they got played on radio with Alex's fantastic show, and it just shows that they're ready. They've got several singles already. They've only just begun their journey, but like singles like Ringing are already cutting through. And then Liv's vocals are just fucking brilliant, and they're feeling that she has complete, like, understanding of what she wants to do, and there's incredible power in a vocalist that has that and has that delivery. It was real close, I think, at that Metal to the Masses between them and Novacrow, and I think that this year I'd like to see them to enter this year, and they've got to be favourites. But for me, I mean, we also heard Liv on Beneath the Ruin song Delta VII, is it VII? I think so. And I've talked about Beneath the Ruins many, many times. But then Viv's appearance on that is just absolutely superb, because it's exactly what it should be. It fits in with the song, but it also carries on all the Raised by Wolves vibes into that as well. But for me, it's the two songs are the pillars of what they're building on, what they can show how good they can be, is Here We Go Again and No Big Deal. And I've talked to... After the Metal to the Masses performance, Paul said that those two songs are absolute fucking straight bangers. They have radio play written all over them, and what it does is it shows the promise of what they can become as well. They're superb, Raised by Wolves, and they will be next. They will be a band you'll hear of quite a lot now after this, and they're second on the bill here. You get to see them, truly get to see them before they explode. They're already exploding, fuck, that's already happening. And they really epitomise. I'm very proud that they're from Merseyside, and they're one of the bands that are going to lead the charge when we talk about how great the scene is. And when people go, well, what's new coming out of Merseyside and the metal scene and the rock scene? What's new and happening? They are one of those bands that the flag gets waved high for them, and that's Raised by Wolves second on the bill. And then we get Giant Walker, and that's a band from Newcastle. So why is a guy who's purported music on Merseyside in this local scene talking about a band from Newcastle coming to play, as Bill Hicks would say? Well, listen, I'll tell you why. This adds into another factor of metal on Merseyside and why one of the remits we had, and that's to be welcoming to music and artists from other areas. That's important too. not only must we support the scene, that includes the scene everywhere. And if a band comes from another city, in this case, Newcastle and Guildford, I suppose, to a certain degree, we must support them. This is their first time in Liverpool, and coming off the back of their debut album, All In Good Time. And this is full prog, but a whole lot more. Prog's a really big remit, isn't it? It's a really big umbrella to sit under. And it can mean, like, all kinds of things. But in Giant Walker's case, this is prog. It's wonderful, truly wonderful stuff. The fact and fiction is just full of wonderful moments and wonderful riffs. And that's probably, I mean, it's just a perfect mix. Them and Raised by Wolves, it just makes sense. I mean, there's, you know, there's elements of Deftones and Carnival and things like that going on. But there's just some straight up good playing, you know, Potter and Katoomba. These are, I can't wait to see what this is like live. The vibe and the aura that comes off the album is probably going to be 10% of what you're going to get when you see it live. It's another reason you see music live. It's just going to transpose into a better experience. They're going to, you know, they have the chance here to really do something special at this show. And I think they will. It's like, you know, Metal Hammer and a few other periodicals are already waxing lyrical about this band and saying, you know, they're one of the best new and young and up-and-coming bands are out there in the prog scene, let alone from the metal and heavy music scene. And, you know, vocally and stylistically, it's enough that it's different from Waged by Wolves and to a certain degree Dead Rebel, that it's really creating a beautiful sound. And so I want to see what happens there. I want to see what they do. I have never seen them live before. That's why I'm going. And it's exactly how it should be. I love when I see a band or a promoter announce a new show and there's bands I haven't heard before. Now, I've had Dead Rebel on the show, episode 67, something like that. We've seen Raised by Wolves multiple times. I've never seen Giant Walker. So I went, as you do, and you go and check them out and listen to us. And then I shared their music. This is all free, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I shared all their music and talked about it because that was free. It's a good way of supporting it. And then when they come to our fine city, I'm going to show up and check them out. And I've got no doubt that I'm going to be blown away. I'm already enjoying the album now, but I've no doubt I'm going to be blown away. And so that's me framing that show. You think you're going to come? You think you're going to come to that show? I think it's a show you should get to. I'm most certainly going to be at this show, and you can see me there. You will see me there, and you can come up and go, you were right, you were wrong, you were whatever, you tell me to fuck off, tell me that I know what I'm talking about, and somewhere in between. But I will genuinely say that that is a show to be attended. £6 on the door, it's £8 on the door, £6 advance, and you're getting to see three bands there, and as I've painted, on very different parts of their journey, but certainly ones that are going to explode, you know, and be something really interesting, really special. You get to support a promoter doing fine work with several shows already after this in a venue that is, as I've explained, absolutely superb and worthy of your attention. And you get to do it for what? Let's say it's £6, a couple of beers. Let's say it's £20, which is a lot to kind of, you know, heat your house, you pay for meals and what have you. But I think that the after effects with this, you will have some great music that will be in your soul without sounding too cliché. Do you think you're still going to come? I'd like to know why you're not. On social media, contact me. I always keep it anonymous. Just message me why you're not. You know, if you can't attend because you've got a whatever, whatever, or you're playing yourself, hopefully, then that's great. But I'd like to know why people don't come to shows that I think of this type of quality that's out there. I think this is a good show. I think it's good value, and I think you need to attend it. I have no affiliation here. I'm not chilling out. I've no affiliation here. I have friends in these bands and I have friends who are promoters and at the venue, but I make nothing from this, you know, other than the whole remit of what we were trying to do as Metal on Merseyside is to show you. People talked when we did the Q&A, people said, how can we support? What can we do? This is how you support, and this is what you do. Some of this just requires no money at all, you know, following artists, sharing their bands. Some of it requires a small amount of you paying. And it's a risk. I understand you might not have seen some of these bands before, but I think I've painted enough. I think I've showed you enough that it's a very small risk and the reward is absolutely enormous. And that's why I'd like you to go on the Saturday the 19th of November. to the Outpost at 7:30 for the Revenge of the Rift show. That's Dead Rebel, Raised by Wolves, and Giant Walker. This is going to be a great show, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you at it.